Elizabeth Elliot says, there's a difference between a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day and a peaceful and happy one. I think it does not depend nearly so much on what happens as it depends on your attitude and your response. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, author of more than 20 books, including Through Gates of Splendor and Shadow of the Almighty. Here's your friend, Elizabeth Elliot.
Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are tired and overburdened, and I will give you rest. Bend your neck to my yoke and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot. One of the things that I wanted to mention is the tremendous response that we had from Rod and Pauletta Lovett's letter on why they got rid of television. This was a letter that they had, I think, submitted to a magazine for publication, and I'm not sure whether it was ever published or not, but they sent me this letter. I read it in its entirety on the air many months ago, and we got an incredible response. They had given us reasons for putting their TV, as they said, out in the rain. It was like coming off a drug. Then they told us that the pastor had counseled that they get rid of it and that communications would be improved in their marriage. One of our listeners wrote, "Each time we've sold a TV in order to walk more closely with God, we have been drawn back. We've gone into debt to buy a new one." Somebody else wrote, "We got rid of ours 13 years ago. It did much good to our 18-year-old son and 21-year-old daughter. They've grown in grace, knowledge of the Lord and Savior, and the fear of the Lord is now precious to them." Another listener wrote, "I didn't like what I heard, but I know you're right." You know, I've had that remark quite a few times. "I didn't like your program. I used to turn you off, or I just listened with half an ear. But I know you're right." Well, let me say here parenthetically, I know I'm not always right, but I do try to back up the things that we say here on Gateway to Joy with God's Word. That's my only straight edge. You need a straight edge in order to figure out how crooked you are. And if you think that I'm crooked or departing from the straight edge, I expect to hear from you. I expect to be challenged. Don't hesitate to do so, but please give me your name and address. I really don't enjoy being challenged by people who don't want to be identified. Back to these letters about television. One person wrote, "We should be doing some strong praying for husbands and fathers that the idea of getting rid of the TV may be well received." I think the chances are pretty good that it's more likely to be husbands and fathers who want the TV than the mothers, because it's a way for them to relax and to put themselves in another world when they get home after a hard day's work, and presumably they haven't had a chance to listen to the TV during the day, which the mother might have done if she wanted to. But if it's God's will that you and your family should do without television, then pray about it. If wives are listening who would like to needle their husbands until they get rid of it, my advice is don't needle them. Talk to God. Another said, "We've been without a TV for 2 years. My husband then bought a new one because he was bored. Pray that he'll get rid of it." Another said, "I have tried to convince my husband of the advantages of no TV. He's not convinced." Another one, "My husband has got rid of the TV set several times only to go out and buy a new one. I used to say something, but that turned into nagging and did no good. During the day, I keep the thing off. I can't get my housework done. I can listen to the radio anywhere in the house, but the TV drags me back in front of it to see what's going on." And she refers to the talk shows and says, "All they do is promote sin and tickle ears. I get mad hearing those shows and wind up snapping at the kids. My husband watches them. The TV mesmerizes the kids. They're 2 years and 4 months old, and he's staring at the tube. The four-month-old is staring at the tube. Pray that my husband will get rid of the TV himself and for good. Well, I have to confess that you're listening to a woman who does have a TV. In fact, we've got two TVs, but they're quite small, and we don't have them in a place where we can sit down to watch. That's a help. We have one on the kitchen counter, a very small one, which I watch when I'm cooking sometimes, and we have a smaller one also in the dressing room, so we can get the first 5 or 10 minutes of the morning news on either NBC or ABC while we're getting dressed. And I also have my ironing board in the dressing room, and I watch TV sometimes when I'm ironing, because in the evenings, that's when I do my ironing, they often have those wonderful nature programs, which I do love. Occasionally, I watch cooking programs, too. Nintendo, no way do we have a Nintendo. Today, I want to do something I've never done before, and that is to pray on the air for you listeners. I want you to know that I do pray for you, and I don't know who you are. I don't know how many of you there are. And it's better for me not to think about how many people might actually be listening to me. But I don't have to know who you are or how many you are or what your problems are. I know that God knows. And so when I pray for you, I just ask that the Lord will suit the words of my messages and the messages of my guests to the needs that only He knows about. Thank you for writing. I do appreciate so very much your letters. It's a great encouragement to me to know the variety of people that find help in the things that we talk about. The program was originally designed for women, and I'm sure that the majority of my listeners still are women, and yet it has been wonderfully encouraging to me to hear from men who say that the things which I say are timeless and applicable to all of us human beings. And that's certainly the way I mean for them to be. I like to think of coming into your kitchen, you women who stay at home, and especially you young mothers who take care of your children. You don't have the chance to go out and do as many, quote, interesting, unquote, things as a lot of other women. I like to think of coming into your kitchen daily and sitting down and, in my imagination, having a cup of tea with you. But I want you to know I pray for you. And so now, Lord, I want to lift up to you the long-distance truck drivers, the dangers they face, the loneliness, the uncertainties, the loss of money when, for one reason or another, they can't make a deadline. The pressures that they face when they stop in trucking stops for pornography, available women, and I don't know what all. I ask you to bless them, to keep them safe on the road, to make them faithful, keep them faithful to their wives or husbands. And I know some of you long-distance truck drivers are women. God help you. I pray for prisoners who are separated from their families. I understand that 80% of the women who are in prison are drug addicts, and 60% of them are mothers. Maybe I have those figures backwards. Lord, you know. I pray for the prisoners. There are so many special promises for them. I pray for working women, especially for those who would long to stay home and take care of their children. I pray for their children, for your protection in the daycare, wherever they are. I pray that some of those women who are working and long to stay home may find, through prayer, that you have a different answer for them. Enable them, I pray, to go back home. I pray for mothers who sometimes feel as though their job is not worth anything. They're bombarded with rude questions. You mean you don't do anything? Is that all you do? Is that fulfilling? I pray, Lord, that they may recognize that whatever they do for one of these little ones, you receive as having been done for you. I pray for the ill and the dying. You know the pain, the loneliness, the alienation, the fear. Father, I lift them up to you and pray that in your mercy, you will comfort them, that you will stand alongside their hospital bed, their wheelchair, their therapy couch, their bed at home, and let them know that you love them with an everlasting love, and that underneath are the everlasting arms. I pray for the people who care for the ill and the dying, for those who care for the aging. I pray for the men, the fathers, burdened with responsibility for their families. Keep them from fear, from burnout, from frustration, from seeking satisfaction in places where they should not find it. I pray for singles who long to be married, for the bereaved, for those who are worried, lonely, perplexed. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Through Gates of Splendor and The Path of Loneliness, Finding Your Way Through the Wilderness to God. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.